Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are talking about professional development for estate agents in Victoria, and it is a topic that catches a lot of people off guard.
Especially if you have already sorted your CPD in NSW or Queensland. You assume Victoria works the same way. It doesn't.
That is exactly the point. The article is called Vic Professional Development for Estate Agents, What's Required? And the core message is that Victoria handles ongoing professional development differently from the other states, and knowing that up front saves you a real headache.
So what does different actually mean, like practically?
In NSW, Queensland, and the ACT, Archer sells CPD as a self-serve online product. You log in, complete your units, and download your certificate the same day. Victoria is not set up that way.
So there's no buy now button for Victorian CPD?
There isn't. And that is a deliberate call. Archer doesn't sell an off-the-shelf Victorian product because the requirements don't suit a one-size approach. Instead, Victorian professional development is treated as inquiry-based. You get in touch first, explain your situation, and the team points you to the right option.
Why the difference, though? Is it a regulatory thing?
It comes down to how Victoria is structured. The framework is overseen by Consumer Affairs Victoria, the state authority responsible for licensing and professional standards. The Victorian model just doesn't mirror what NSW, Queensland, or the ACT have set up.
So Victorian agents still have to keep their professional development current. It's just the path to doing that which is different.
Exactly. The obligation is still there. The difference is how you get there.
And I imagine the risk is that someone buys something online that turns out not to count.
That is the real danger. The article is very direct. Do not buy a Victorian CPD product sight unseen, because Archer doesn't sell one. If you find something online promising instant Victorian CPD, that's worth a very close look before you hand over any money.
So what is the right move?
You contact the team. Tell them your role, whether you are an estate agent or an agent's representative, and your license type. From there, they can confirm the current requirements and the right option for your specific situation.
And it's a real person on the other end?
Yes, and the article makes a point of saying that. Australian-based, human support. Not a chatbot, not a ticket queue. That matters when your question is something like, does this training actually count toward my renewal?
Because that's exactly the kind of question where you need a straight answer from someone who actually knows.
For sure. And the article gives a useful list of things to have ready before you call.
What's on it?
Four things. Your role, because whether you are an estate agent or an agent's representative changes what applies. Your license or registration details, including the type and how long you have held it. Your renewal timing, so the team can work back to a sensible plan. And any training you have already done this year, so nothing gets repeated.
That is a pretty short list. 2 minutes of prep before you pick up the phone?
That is almost word for word what the article says. A 2-minute conversation now is far cheaper than finding out at renewal that the training you did was the wrong thing.
What if someone holds a license in more than one state, like Queensland and Victoria?
The article covers that. Victoria is the exception to the instant online pattern. NSW, Queensland, and the ACT each run their own annual CPD you can complete online with Archer. There is a state-by-state guide that lays all four out side-by-side.
Good to know. And for people who are brand new to the industry in Victoria or wanting to step up from agent's representative to full estate agent?
Those are separate questions from ongoing CPD. Getting licensed for the first time or upgrading your license level, those are different obligations with their own paths. The article links to guides for both, but it is important not to mix them up with your ongoing professional development requirements.
Okay, so to bring it back to the practical takeaway, if you are a Victorian agent or agent's representative and your renewal is coming up, what is the single thing to do?
Get in touch with the Archer team before you do anything else. Don't search online and hit buy on the first result. Contact Archer, explain your role and your license situation, and get a current answer from a real person.
And the article's final point is worth repeating. Always check the current requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria directly, because the rules can shift.
That is exactly how the article closes. Requirements move, and the safest source is always the regulator plus a registered training provider who works with Victorian agents day to day.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to have that conversation with the team, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.